Police spokesperson Charity Charamba said a juror fell down as some of those who were making their way into the stadium at undesignated entry points were on top of the wall. The accident followed the frog marching of several Chitungiza residents by ZANU-PF youth to attend the rally. Several businesses were forced to close, while some party supporters were said to have been buzzed from as far as Chiweshe in Mashonaland Central Province. After the accident, those who could not find their way into the stadium were ordered to sit on top of vehicles that were parked outside the venue so that they could see Mr. Mugabe as he addressed the meeting. Emergency health workers had a busy day at work, resuscitating several people who fainted as a result of overcrowdedness. Although police officers were present when the accident happened, they could not help the situation as they stood firm, clearing the way for President Mugabe, who arrived 30 minutes late, riding at the back of a truck, waving his party trademark, the fist, together with his wife Grace, as supporters who had stood in parallel lines whistled and ululated in praise of the veteran politician. In the stadium, Mr. Mugabe, who spoke in vernacular throughout, accused the West, especially Britain and America, of pushing for regime change in Zimbabwe so they can easily access the country's vast resources such as gold, diamonds, and platinum. The president said this was the agenda of the West when Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled and killed during uprisings in 2011 and when Saddam Hussein was hanged during the Iraqi war. Mr. Mugabe urged the Western world not to interfere with Zimbabwe's internal affairs.
You keep to your England, isu, we will keep to our Zimbabwe. I didn't know that I got a Urirana. So, Moye Uka, Musua, 31 July.
He accused Finance Minister Tendai Biti of misusing a credit facility extended to Zimbabwe by the International Monetary Fund.
My business, Kana mama ingoda 200,000, half a million, 1 million. Ese akabazo timbombombo. Mamwe na nasi, achiri kuyedza kumira nemakumbo maviri, asi ari kudadarika.
Studio 7 could not get a comment from BT. The president took the opportunity to criticize MDCT Chitungwiza councillors who were fired by Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai on allegations of corruption. Mr. Mugabe said elected officials should represent the interests of the electorate instead of concentrating on lining their pockets. Turning to housing issues, Mr. Mugabe said his administration will not allow property owners to lose their houses to their local authorities for non-payment of taxes.
Taita ora na majombo nezuro kuti hazviitwe izvo.
vanhu havatorerwe dzimba. Uvangange vane zvikwereti zvakadii asi dzimba dzitorwe. Vakatorerwa dzimba tichadzidzorera kuvanhu. Vasati vatorerwa vanga vabuda kutorerwa tichazvirambidza izvozvo.
He also urged the supporters of all political parties to desist from violence as the country gears for the July 31st national elections.
Hatidi nguva ino yose magariro edu ese mere mere. Tinoda runyararo. Tinoda runyararo. Runyararo, runyararo, runyararo. Urwo vashangirai vari kuparidzawo runyararo. Zvakanaka zvazvo, vana vavo ndovane pamuromo, ndovavanosungirwa kuranga vana vavo.
Following the rally, Mr. Mugabe abandoned another rally scheduled for Chinoyi and headed to Lesotho to attend King Letsi III's 49th birthday tomorrow. Reporting for Studio 7 from Chitungwiza, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Pamberi nechimurenga. Pamberi nechimurenga. Pamberi nechimurenga. Pamberi nokuhwina. Pamberi nokuhwina. Pasi nemdisi. Pasi nezvimbasimba. Rachenda zvikuru.